I was woken from sex dream at 7:30. I opened my eyes to see Jeff's rugged face. It barely registered when he told me to get my ass out of bed and eat sharp. Don't be late. It was when I heard my bedroom door shut that I remembered I was supposed to have a gym session with him. I got out of bed and got ready, dressing in gym shorts and a tank top. Jeff tossed me a bottle of water when I got into the home gym that I almost didn't catch. I was too distracted by the form-fitting gym shorts that left nothing, and I mean nothing, to the imagination, and a spaghetti strap tank that did little more than the intention of modesty. I was no gym bunny, but the way Jeff touched me while he was putting me through my paces seemed too intimate. A casual hand on my butt, his body almost pressed to mine as he spotted me. It was distracting, especially knowing his sexual relationship with Brandon. He had to know what he was doing to me. Brandon came in midway through my workout shirtless and in the shortest running shorts I think he owned. I nearly dropped the weights I was lifting as I watched him saunter over, sex pouring off his body like a waterfall. My already hard cock took notice too and tried to stretch out towards Brandon. "Get on the treadmill," Jeff barked at him. "I don't care if your ass is sore." Brandon and I shared a knowing smile before he turned and headed to the machine. My eyes went to his nylon-covered ass. It was glorious in begging to have me plunge between his fluffed-up cushions. I wanted to head over to Brandon, pull his shorts down and have his ass for breakfast. With a pat on my bottom, Jeff sent me off to shower and get breakfast. It was a good thing, because I kept watching Brandon's ass in the mirror and if I kept it up, we were going to have to work another muscle. There was no doubt that Jeff didn't notice the outline of my hard-on in my shorts. I took the coldest shower of my life. Brandon had promised we'd hook up again today, and I wanted to save it all for him. The mind was willing and my body ready, but I wanted Brandon to drain me, not my hand. After having him the night before, anything less than that hot ass and mouth wasn't going to be as satisfying. I was greeted by Uncle Damien at the breakfast table. He was sipping his coffee and reading off his tablet. His robe was open at the top, letting me see his defined chest. It was obvious that he also got personal training sessions from Jeff. Ogling his chest, I wondered how personal his training sessions were. I was about to head off to take another cold shower when Jeff came in with Brandon came in. They were both sweaty and glistening with sweat. Brandon had changed from his running shorts into his swim briefs. The ones I saw him get fucked in yesterday. My cock twitched. I couldn't wait to get him out of them. Breakfast was unusually friendly. If how Brandon and I were acting toward one another didn't cause Uncle Damien to raise an eyebrow, Brandon clearing the breakfast dishes did. By the lecherous look in Jeff's and Uncle Damien's eye, Brandon's voluptuous ass bouncing as he walked from the table to the sink had the same effect on them as it did on me. "What do you two have planned for today?" Uncle Damien asked cautiously. He tried to covertly adjust himself, but I caught it. "We're going to go swimming and lay out by the pool." Brandon turned around to see all three of us appreciating his assets. He gave me a sly smile. "We'll keep ourselves occupied while you and Jeff do your workout."
"Good,"
Jeff piped in. "Mr. Damien has an extended workout this morning." Jeff turned his attention to me. "Go get your swim trunks. You and Brandon could benefit from some quality time together." 10 minutes later, I was out by the pool with Brandon. Him in his tight swim briefs, me in my loose trunks. The garden foliage obscured us from being seen from the house. I was enjoying the feel of the warm sun on my skin when Brandon grabbed my hand and pulled me into the pool. When we came up from the cool water, Brandon pressed his body to mine, looping his arms around my neck. "I'm sorry for being such a jerk to you all these years." He was so hot and sexy, I'd almost forgive him anything, especially with those soft brown puppy dog eyes. Jeff is helping me work through my issues. He leaned in closer. "He punishes me when I'm bad, like you saw last night." I put my hands on his ass and pulled him harder against me. Our hard cocks pressed into one another. "Is that why you let me do what I did last night?" I was fighting the urge to kiss him. "Was that some sort of apology? Is this?"
"No."
He leaned in and gave me a soft kiss on the lips. "I've had a crush on you since before I realized I was gay." I spun us around in the pool and walked us till Brandon's back was against the wall. I just didn't know how to deal with it, so I did what every stupid kid does to someone they like. Brandon traced his tongue over my lips. "Jeff is helping me become a man."
"How so?"
I knew the answer, I wanted him to say it. "By accepting who I am." His hand slipped down to my trunks. "By going after what I want." I didn't stop him from undoing my swimsuit or pushing them down my legs. "So are you going to leave that suit on me, or are you going to get me naked so we can have some real fun in the sun?" I debated for a moment. Instead of pushing the fabric down, I put my hands on the wall on either side of him, trapping him between me and the wall. My trunks fell down around my feet and I kicked them off, letting them float away. How long do you think they'll be, busy? Brandon's moved his hands to my ass. He squeezed my cheeks then pulled me against him. We'll have plenty of time. Brandon purred. I promised you we could play today. Brandon pouted his lips and whined. I want to play, Wesley. I would have been amused if I wasn't so aroused. So you want to play? I put my right hand behind Brandon's head and pulled him into a hard kiss. Our tongues playfully wrestled. Our bare chests pressed tight. I could feel his hard cock pressing hard through the thin fabric of his suit. I pulled his head back by his wet hair, allowing me to attack his throat. Brandon bent to my will, allowing me to suck on his salty wet skin. Wesley. I felt his fingers dig into the flesh of my ass. I pressed my body harder against him, trapping my cock between us, making sure he could feel how hard I was for him. Wesley, please, don't tease me. I ignored his pleas. I released my grip on his head. I kissed my way down his body. I wanted to hear him moan. I wanted to make him moan like Jeff had made him moan. I wanted to hear him cry out my name as I exploded in his ass. Then I wanted to watch him as he covered his body in his own spunk. My mouth found his nipple. He let out a soft cry at the flick of my tongue. I worked his suit down over his plump ass and hard cock. Water rippled around our grinding bodies. I lifted Brandon up and onto the pool edge, his suit floating off to join mine. I stood between his spread legs, cock pointing straight up to the sun. Wesley. He knew what was coming, what my intentions were when I gripped his cock and slowly pumped it. Fuck. He drew the word out at the feel of my mouth around him. He tossed his head back, water scattering from his hair. He leaned back on his elbows then looked down at me to see me watching him. I played with his crown, circling my tongue over the mushroom head. Taking him down into my mouth, I could feel how hard he was with desire. I watched his eyes close. I steadied his cock with one hand and rolled his balls with the other. Unlike the night before, I got to play and enjoy his body this time. He let me play, enjoying his rigid member slipping through my lips. I took my time, making note of every sensitive spot. Brandon moaned my name. He ran a hand through my wet drying hair. I groaned around the mouthful of Brandon's cock. I was enjoying giving him slow drawn-out pleasure. Damn, you, Wesley. Brandon growled, pushing himself up and back into the water, his cock escaping my mouth in the process. My turn. He kissed me, a devious look on his face. I had expected to be lifted up as I had done him when Brandon sank below the water. What I got was a warm mouth on my submerged cock. Brandon held on to my butt, pushing off and pulling onto me. The water swirled around my cock with every push, then I felt the warmth of his mouth with every pull. I watched with fascination through the air bubbles. His hair floated wildly about his head as he performed his aqua blowjob. He came up for air, gasped for breath then sank down below the crystalline water to latch back onto me. If I wasn't afraid he'd drown, I'd have bucked my hips into his willing mouth. This time when he came up, I caught him in a kiss. I turned him around, pressing him against the side of the pool. My cock honed in on his ass, wedging itself between his cheeks. I'm going to fuck that sweet ass of yours. I sucked on the back of his neck. He pushed back, trying to pull me into him. No holding back. I ordered, taking one hand to position myself. I want to hear you. Fuck yeah. Brandon moaned, backing onto me before I could push. Fuck me, Wesley. He growled, turning his head to see me out of the corner of his eyes. Pound my ungrateful ass with your big dick. I put a hand on his chest to hold him steady, the other I used to bring his head back so I could kiss him. I wanted to drag this out for as long as I could. Who knew when we'd get another chance like this to fuck out in the sun? Brandon grabbed the side of the pool, and began rocking his ass back and forth. Our fucking was slow but steady. Brandon let me set the pace. The slow, steady pace that drew out his pleasure in maddening ways. The hot sun beat down on us while the cool water splashed around our moving bodies. Brandon was moaning, begging me to fuck him harder, but did not alter his movements. I had dropped my hand down to his slender hip, guiding him back and forth as I invaded his warm insides. Sweat trickled down his back and down my brow. I knew we'd have to move or climax soon before the sun burned our youthful skin. My grip on his chest and hip tightened. I wasn't ready yet, but knowing I'd be back in Brandon soon enough eased my disappointment at having to end our playtime early. Are you ready? Yes, fuck me, Wesley. Fuck me. I slammed hard into him. Water sloshed around us. Fuck me. Brandon begged. Our bodies moved in unison. I kept my grip on his chest, fingers digging into his chest. Fuck me, Wesley. Brandon cried out. I obliged, feeling the surge as my ball pulled up.
Fuck.
I yelled, before biting down on Brandon's shoulder. My cock was pulsing furiously in Brandon. I held him close to me, feeling his body quiver in my arms.
Oh God, I'm coming.
Brandon's body jerked about in my arms, before falling relaxing in my arms.
Brandon, that was hot.
I squeezed Brandon in my arms, enjoying the feeling of him against my body and me still in him. Our moment was interrupted when we heard Jeff say that it was. Both of us turned to see Jeff standing at the pool edge with his hands on his hips. Don't get too worn out or sunburned. I have plans for both of you this evening. Jeff turned and left, leaving us wondering.